Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Rick Matheson is here. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson, author of two books, including the one I'm looking at right now, The On-Demand Brand, and others. Branding Outbound, Branding Unbound, that's the other one. And he's our good friend, Rick Matheson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
Great, it's good to have you back, as always. So there's some new stuff going on in the social media world, especially Facebook. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. Facebook has been on a tear over the last couple of weeks. They just spent, I think yesterday, $300 billion or something on this new masquerade company for these sort of goofy animations that you place over your photos that you put on Facebook.
Yeah.
But the big thing that we're watching right now is the rollout of Facebook's reactions. Have you tried this?
No. How about it?
So this is, if you think of the like button, now if you hover your cursor over the like button, you'll see a whole, like five different emojis come up, different facial expressions.
So the Greeks have three ways of describing love, and Facebook has 10 ways of describing like. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of, except that there's a twist, and there's an important twist for small business people in your audience. It's not all love. There is like, love, kind of ha-ha, like that's funny, wow, sad, and angry.
Mm.
So if you think about that, for all those companies marketing on Facebook now, instead of just looking at likes,
instead of just not liking someone, which could mean that we never were there, they can actually now express themselves in a negative way.
Their displeasure at you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it does make sense. If you think about it, before your friend would, post a photo of, my 15-year-old golden retriever just passed away.
Right.
And just to acknowledge it, you had to put like, and that's
right.
Not quite right, right?
Right.
You're not happy that the dog passed away or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
It does help, but for, marketers and small businesses that own Facebook.
It complicates things, doesn't it?
It complicates things.
See, this brings us back around to advice I've been giving to small business owners now for about 9 years since social media really rolled out. And that is that these platforms are going to continue to do things that may or may not make you or your customers happy. And as you develop communities in these platforms, you must create parallel connections with them in case Facebook does something that really torques your customers and makes them run away.
Yeah.
Think about that, Rick.
Well, you're absolutely right. And if you think about it...
An email address or something, you've got to be able to get these people back.
Yes. With reactions, you can't look at it as all, doom and gloom either. It is very valuable feedback from your audience who are noticing posts that have an angry sign, face on them get shared the most. And it's just that they're, the anger face is just kind of expressing.
There's a lot of people out there, Rick, who just are angry, period. Does this not give them an opportunity to wreak havoc out there? I only have my tongue somewhat in my cheek.
Yes. That's something that now we're all going to have to contend with. We are going to have to analyze the faces, the reactions on our Facebook feed. And say, is this useful? Is this a sign of acknowledgement of camaraderie with me? Or is it anger aimed at me?
Or is it of narcissism,
right, or
isn't that a little bit of part of this though?
Sure,
I agree with your point about you want to have more I'm sorry your dog died. But still, in the marketplace, I'm not saying that people shouldn't have the ability to complain, that you shouldn't deal with it, you shouldn't be held accountable if they do. It's just that I don't know. It's disconcerting.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about it?
At first, I was. I'm starting to feel a little bit better about it. If you think about it, now you're a little bit more about your followers,
right?
What works well, what they like, and what they don't like. You can test your posts to see if one face means something it might otherwise appear.
Right.
And so it does become a kind of sense of.
So check it out. Technology. Check it out, folks, and you'll start paying attention to this. See. We'll get Rick back in a few months and talk about this topic after maybe we've done a little bit of research has been done. Rick, I'm sure you'll be tracking this. Matheson and I will be right back. We're going to talk about millennials. Is there such a thing as a millennial? He says maybe not.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.